This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I personally wouldn't be able to tell a DKNY dress from a top-of-the-line Donna Karan dress to save my life. But I do know that it's news when the woman who founded the company steps down. Donna Karan, founder and chief designer of Donna Karan International, is leaving. As we do when fashion news hits, we have called Kate Betts to help me figure it out. Kate, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai.
Put this into perspective for me. How big a deal in American fashion is Donna Karan?
A very big deal. She is one of the most important American fashion designers, I would say, in the last half century, maybe even more.
What was it about her then that did it?
Well, she came into the fashion world with her own line in 1984, and she designed for women in a way that was very sensuous and much more feminine than any of their kind of the previous looks for women, especially in the workplace, had been in the American market. And it was a revelation for many, many, many working women, professional women, who really identified with her and identified with the idea of wearing something that was very professional, a suit, but also very feminine.
She also branches off into this line, DKNY, which is different or sort of not the top of the line model, right? The more affordable line?
Yeah, she launched that, and that was really one of the first, what we now call the contemporary market. That was really one of the first lines, and the denim market. I mean, she covered a lot of different areas of the fashion business with that one line, and it was a huge hit. And I think it's kind of ironic, actually, that she sort of created that contemporary market, and now that's the market that's taking over for the higher end. And you could argue that that's one of the reasons that she's leaving her brand.
Do me a favor and put her sort of, arrange her in the pantheon, right? Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Donna Karan. Who else belongs in this category?
Well, now, you could argue for a lot of other people, but I grew up in this business, over the course of the last 20 years, and it was always Donna, Calvin, and Ralph.
That's it. Just the troika, right?
Yeah, the troika. Wow. I mean, now there's Michael Kors, Marc Jacobs.
Right.
I mean, a whole host of contemporary apparel and denim lines that are really becoming high fashion, what high fashion was.
Kate Betts, her most recent book, which we talked to her about on this broadcast, is called My Paris Dream. Kate, thanks very much.
Thank you.